From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Who's invited to the Syrian peace talks? The United Nations Tuesday sent out invitations for the latest international diplomatic effort to end nearly 5 years of conflict in Syria. The talks are to open Friday in Geneva. It's not clear who's been invited. The High Negotiations Committee, representing key opposition groups and factions, contends that it should be the sole opposition delegation. Salem El Meslat is a spokesman who is in Riyadh.
We look really positive, you know, positively to participate. But there are many things, you know, there is a resolution 2254, you know, Article 12 and 13, you know, there are something about humanitarian, you know, issues. This is for us is more important than any political discussion.
The group, which is expected to decide its participation Wednesday, is seeking to end government and Russian airstrikes and lifting of blockades of rebel-held territory. But Syria's most powerful Kurdish party, the Democratic Union Party, or PYD, has said it's not been invited. Russia wants to include the Syrian Kurds. Turkey remains opposed, linking them to Kurdish separatists. In Syria Tuesday, a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs killed at least 22 and wounded dozens. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. At least three people were injured as police fired tear gas to disperse youths protesting Ebola restrictions that have halted market activity in Sierra Leone's northern Cambia district. The restrictions follow the discovery of at least two cases of the deadly virus in the wake of the death of a 22-year-old woman from Ebola. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free earlier this month. This is VOA News. Denmark's parliament has passed controversial new laws aimed at deterring people from seeking asylum there. Danish lawmakers Tuesday overwhelmingly passed the so-called jewelry bill, allowing authorities to seize asylum seekers' property to help pay for their stay. Another measure would add to the delay for family reunification. Adrian Edwards is with the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
It runs the risk of fueling sentiments of fear and discrimination rather than promoting solidarity with people in need of protection. On the limited access to family reunification, we just remind people of the point that family unity is a fundamental principle in international law, and it's very much part of Denmark's obligations.
The Scandinavian country took in a record 220,000 asylum seekers last year. Meanwhile, the European Union is considering allowing member states in the passport-free Schengen zone to reintroduce border checks for up to 2 years as a way to control the flow of migrants and refugees. A UN panel is asking the Security Council to set up an inquiry into alleged violations of international law by all sides in Yemen. The experts say the Saudi-led coalition carried out airstrikes on Houthi rebels, launching over 100 sorties that may have broken humanitarian laws. They say more than 80% of the population is also in dire need of food and medical care. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Beijing is expected to urge China to do more to press North Korea to stop its controversial nuclear testing. He'll hold talks with China's President Xi Jinping and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Ankit Panda, editor of the Diplomat publication, says he sees little prospect for success.
Overall, there is simply no common understanding between the United States and China on the right way to approach the North Korean issue. And nothing really changed with the nuclear test, unfortunately, in that regard. The United States continues to insist that North Korea has to make some sort of bona fide gesture of denuclearization before it will consider returning to negotiations. And China continues to push for restraint and a return to the six-party talks process.
He says actions like an oil embargo of its ally and a ban on civilian flights would only cause economic hardship for Pyongyang. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar, speaking in Kampala Tuesday, said he won't return to his country because the government of President Salva Kiir has violated last year's peace accord. Machar says the government's decision to create 28 new states from the original 10 violates the August peace agreement. An al-Qaeda-linked jihadist group is suspected of having kidnapped a Swiss nun in northern Mali. According to Site Intelligence Group, a video released by the group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed to have abducted Beatrice Stockley 3 weeks ago. She was based in Timbuktu. In the video, the group demands release of members held by the Malian government and one by the International Criminal Court. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.